to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, November the 6th. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stackmuller. And coming up after the break, a weekly visit with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We'll find out, financially speaking, and more than likely add a little politics into the mix along the way. What happened to the markets last week? What's happened to the markets this week? And where scored 157 points. Closed at, I'm only kidding. Well, who knows? Dow soared 157. A statement by Alan Greenspan correcting his statement from last week, who said a former Federal Reserve governor does not have the power to move markets even when he's not in office. Last week he caused, well, some say he caused the market to crash. Today he caused the market to rise. NASDAQ up 44 points at 2,385. Metals reversed some of the weakness of late, which by and large, just liquidation, people needing to raise cash to pay margin calls. Gold in New York closed up $6 at $645.10. Many analysts believe that 640 is a strong floor in the gold market. The recent decline in prices, a wonderful buying opportunity. Silver closed up 25 cents, ended the day at $12.94. It actually hit $13 at one point during the trading day. Platinum rebounding as well, up $22 at $1,194. Palladium joining in the green all over the metals complex, up $6 at $350 even. Currently, as we're speaking, in Asian trading, gold's up $2.30 at $647.40, silver up 2 cents at $12.96. Crude oil closed at $60.71 a barrel, up 64 cents on the day. The dollar was marginally weaker by 10 basis points to close at 84.01. Let's not forget this week, a whole bunch of government data coming out this week, tomorrow, the Beige Book. And we'll all be able to speculate today. And we'll do that boogie dance for today. Jobs report on Friday. And the jobs report could be anything. He seems to have people have an idea what it may or not be. But who cares what it is or what it isn't? By and large, it means nothing. It's bogus figures. They are government-manipulated figures. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But nevertheless, Wall Street will react to it. So stand by, my friends. Coming up after the break, Rick Lesher once again spend some time with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster when we return.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, must apologize for the audio, but we have got the Plan B in operation. And it's once again my great pleasure to welcome Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster to Republic Broadcasting. You can access Bob's website at theinternationalforecaster.com. Hey, Bob, how you doing, my friend?
Well, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Those weird sounds there on the other end.
Yes, yes. The wonders of technology. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works. When it doesn't, it sounds like you're speaking from a fishbowl.
Yeah, well. But used to problems, so it's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, just in case you couldn't figure out what I said in the opening, it seems to me, just a passing observation here, Bob, that the former governor of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Alan Greenspan, last week, some people will say, was partly responsible for the sudden downdraft in worldwide stock markets for his statement, which he was paid $690,000 for, saying that a recession was inevitable for the U.S. Today, we have the stock market up 157 points. Could one make the same argument? Because Greenspan came out this morning and said, well, the recession is maybe, there's a, well, you've got a 33 1/3% chance of seeing a recession. Now,
Can Alan Greenspan still cause markets to decline and rise?
Well, it's called levitation.
Levitation.
Alan Greenspan is probably one of the greatest stocks of all time. He used to be quite the conservative and entrepreneurial free enterpriser, but he, in these later years, turned into something totally different. Prior to him becoming the head of the Federal Reserve, he was a failed economist, and failed in the sense that his consultancy had not done very well, and his decisions had not done very well as well. So in order to get the job that he had to do what he was told. When he was in the Federal Reserve since 1987 until a year ago, I think, quite frankly, most of the decisions were made for him from behind the scenes. The speech which you refer to, which he made for the princely sum of $690,000, is essentially a payoff. And if you look at what Clinton and many of the others have done, they have received millions and millions of dollars a year in these very expensive speech making, and all it is a payoff. And then they're on boards of directors, and they get $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 a year, and they're on four or five boards, and then they're consultants to foundations, all of which are international, transnational corporations that are controlled by the elitists. And so the venue he's following, now his comment, was not made for public consumption. And it got out. And I don't think that they expected that.
And you mean a moment of candor?
Well, no. You got to figure out what he's speaking to. He was at Stanford, and they have been a think tank for the Republicans for the last 25 or 30 years. And so he would be candid with that group of people because they are part of the elitist crowd. How the information got out, I don't know, but it did. Greenspan knows that the recession started a year ago. I mean, just look at the figures that came out this morning on manufacturing. Manufacturing in the United States has been in a spiral downward, but now we're headed into what I think is a manufacturing death spiral, and it's going to get considerably worse. One of the factors was a tremendous drop in orders for civilian aircraft. But the spending for military was down. Automobiles were down almost 7%. And it's a litany. It goes on and on. And so we are in a recession. We have been for a year. It's just that our government, Wall Street, and corporate America lies to us. And if you can accept that and you read publications like the International Forecaster, you find out what's really going on. And the economy is in trouble. The inflation rate's not 4.8 or 4.6%. It's 13% plus. It has been for some time. We didn't lose 3 million jobs over the last 6 years. We lost over 5 million jobs, and that's through free trade and globalization. And a Senate committee came out yesterday and said the loss just for a three-year period, which is 2003-2005, that loss was 3.8 million jobs. So I've been talking in terms of 5 million plus, so I've been right on.
What do you think the impact of the market's going to be on Friday with the jobs report? How do you feel about how that's going to come out?
Well, as you know, the jobs report is a falsified report. They use this birth death formula in which they attribute to private enterprise a certain amount of jobs, and they create them out of thin air. They don't know what the jobs are. In fact, they don't even know if any have created. And so it's just a Mickey Mouse way of making up bogus figures. So you can't go by it. You can't pay any attention to it. And more, even the people who are afraid to say anything like we do, you and I, even they say they won't use it anymore. And it's very interesting, too. With the CPI, they do the same thing with substitution and hedonics, but the Fed has their own version of a CPI, and they include everything that they can find in that CPI so that they can get a true figure, because the figure that they're getting from the Commerce Department, which is the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is bogus. So what do I think about Friday's figure? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
Let's
you've got to look at some of the other figures.
Okay, let's try the kabuki dance that we're going to do on Wednesday when the beige book comes out and everybody starts speculating as to what the Fed's going to do at the next meeting.
Well, I think it's a given that the Fed will not raise interest rates for the moment. And they certainly can't lower them, because if they do, the bottom will fall out of the dollar. They're really stuck in a box, and there's really no way out. Now, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rates are lower than they have been. They closed at 4.54 today on the yield side, and that means that 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, which last week was 6.19, will probably stay about same. But you have so much fear in the market, the psychology has been broken. And people are reading in their front pages what we talked about 4 years ago, exactly what was going to happen, and it's happening with subprime mortgages. Lots of people were getting loans who shouldn't have had loans at all for anything. And so now we're talking about 24 large size subprime mortgages which have already gone under, or three of them have been bought out. There are a host more: New Century, Fremont, Amerquist, and on and on and on. And by the time this is through, all the big ones will go down. In fact, Countrywide might even go down as well, which is one of the biggest. Wells Fargo is in serious trouble. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank could go under from this. It's probably the biggest bank in the world.
Well, London Telegraph, Ambrose Evans-Pritchard reporting this morning, says that Goldman Sachs warns of dead bodies after the market turmoil.
You know, it's funny, I got that article right in front of me. I just right in front of me. I was just going to read it before the program. we research 36 newspapers a day in five languages, and that's one of them. But it's funny you brought that up. But there are going to be dead bodies all over the place. And have you looked at the swaps on Goldman and all the other majors that have been involved in the subprime market?
Yep.
The swaps costs have gone from $10,000 to $35,000-$40,000 in the space of a couple of weeks. And so all of these brokerage firms are suspect to a degree as well.
Well, as that article points out as well, not only do we have the subprime a problem to deal with, but Jim O'Neill, who's the bank's chief global economist, is talking about how many investment firms were playing the yen carry trade and were caught on the wrong side of a huge leverage bet, and what this all means. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. When we return, we'll tell you how to get a free copy of the International Forecast. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We are speaking, as we do each and every Tuesday, with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. If you want to acquire a free copy of the International Forecaster, every week we have a special Bob Chapman package. Well, this package is is very easy. It's one coin. This week we've selected the MS66 $20 St. Gaudens. This is the highest grade coin we've ever offered. This is truly a collectible. There's no question about it, but it's one of the finest coins ever produced. And at a grade of MS66, it is probably the finest collector grade that you can get. The amazing thing with the movement in gold over the last week, while I was tracking the price movement in these coins, they were not affected either by the rise or the fall. So it's a true collectible coin, and it's a very unique coin. MS66, $20 St. Gaudens. Check out the competition. Within the industry out there, around about $3,600 is what the standard charges. The Bob Chapman special, you can get an MS66, $20 St. Gaudens, for $29.50 plus shipping. And you get the International Forecaster to boot. You can call us at Republic Trading at 1-800 691-7898. Speaking with Bob Chapman, as I said, with the International Forecaster. And Bob, it's no question that the subprime market is most people just seem to think it's going to affect a small percentage of people, but by and large, this could have a ripple effect and cross many markets.
Well, it already has. We're seeing pressure in all of the lower grade markets, the junk market, which had been riding high for a long time, and the yen carry trade, of course, enters into it as well. For those of you who don't understand what that is, a bank or a brokerage house in the United States would contact a Japanese bank and borrow $1 billion in yen. And they would convert the yen to dollars and then invest it. The interest rate was only 0.5%. And the risk to the borrower is if the Japanese yen goes up in value, on that part of the transaction, they could lose money. And the Japanese recently raised interest rates 0.25%, and the yen has gone up 3 cents. It went down about a penny today, but it's still up 2 cents, and that's enough to disturb the profit structure of the things that they take the money and invest it into. Very often it's treasuries or securities. Sometimes it's in the commodity markets as well. And there's a lot of leverage involved because if a bank borrows the money, they can lend 8 times what they borrowed. So if you borrowed $1 billion in yen, you would be able to lend out $8 billion to somebody else, usually a hedge fund or something like that. And that enters into this because you're getting pressure from parties that are liquidating the yen carry trade positions. In other words, they're paying the loans back because they think that the Japanese yen is going to go higher, and that's going to cut into their profits. So we have another situation which is exacerbating, making worse the situation that's caused in the subprime market. And, of course, we all know that the Chinese stock exchange in Shanghai had a problem and dropped 9.2%, and the rest of the markets in Asia followed, and the rest of the world followed. And nobody had expected that. I call that an untoward event, an event that nobody expected. And those are the kind of events that really cause problems. They don't have to be big either. And it just has to be something that people are unprepared for. So well, anyway, we have this two things coming at the same time, and we have markets that are overextended. We have a dollar that is overpriced. And we have a deficit in the United States, which is preposterous. And we have personal debt at unbelievable levels. And much of that debt is in real estate. And in the next 2 years, we're looking at $1.3 trillion worth of subprime loans that come up for renewal. Many of these people won't even be given the opportunity to get another loan because they just don't qualify because the criteria has changed and it's more difficult to get a loan now. The loan scores can't be 560 and 580 anymore, and they want money down, not a second. And the numbers I'm seeing is 680 to 700. I expect it to go to 900, and I expect it to go back to 20% down. And with all of that said, what are we looking at? We're looking at one-third to one-half, and I tend towards one-half of all subprime loans will go under. That's $700 billion of losses.
We're speaking We're speaking Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Take another short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stackmuller, programming note. Coming up top of the hour, Jeffrey Bennett will be hosting 2 hours. 1 hour of the John Stackmuller show and 1 hour of the standard flip side. We're speaking with Bob Chapman, international forecaster. You know, Bob, outside of the yen carry trade and the subprime market meltdown, what I was more amazed by, and I guess it's just what people are they're just afraid of dealing with the reality. David Walker, Comptroller General, Government Accountability Office, was on 60 Minutes over the weekend, nationally televised, very popular television show, where he spelled out in no uncertain terms, we are facing this runaway freight train with the Medicare prescription drug bill, which he calls probably the most fiscally irresponsible piece of legislation written since the 1960s. And the amazing thing was it received absolutely little or no coverage come Monday. And it just leaves me to believe that, you know, people just don't want to hear bad news.
No, you're absolutely right. They do not. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. I had a little noise in my ear here.
But they're in denial, and they don't know. They're incapable, for the most part, of thinking outside the box. They think in terms of what they see on television and occasionally hear on radio. Only 8.5% of Americans read anymore, and 55% of Americans are incapable of reading. And those are the U.S. citizens. We've got 30 million illegal aliens, most of whom can't read in their own language, never mind English. So we do have a denial process, and that is made worse by the federal government because they lie about everything. And so the public is running in circles, and when they hear us talk about these kind of things, they say, oh, my goodness, I didn't hear that on the television. So those people there, they're probably not speaking the truth. And so that's why they are what they are. And, you know, when it comes to hard assets like gold and silver, the public is ignorant and totally. And the reason why is that the last bull market was in 1979-80. And if you are among the less than 1% who were 25 years old at the time, who might have understood there was a bull market going on at that time in those metals, you'd be 50 years old by now, and that means that 99% of the people don't know about that, that are that age.
Listen,
everybody younger than that probably doesn't know either.
Sure, look, they did a survey. 60% of the people still believe that there's silver in their dimes and their quarters.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
There's even a bigger percentage actually bought into the Sacagawea, actually the dollar Sacagawea, the one that came out with the brass cup.
Yeah.
They actually thought it was gold because it was called the golden Sacagawea. A lot of people said, I'm stocking up on Sacagaweas.
They've come out with another dollar coin.
Yes.
And this is the third one. Susan Anthony was the first one. And people don't want them. And they're going to, they came out with the presidents, and they all disappeared.
Right.
I guess they've been collected for some reason, probably because they had different presidents. And so that didn't work either.
You know where you get those coins? Just as a sidebar, because obviously I've been doing some traveling on the road and I've been going through toll roads. I actually got a bunch of of Susan B. Anthony's as change as I was going through a toll booth. That's where they're using them.
That's surprising.
But
bank, and the bank wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah, I actually saw one of those. I've seen the president's dollar. It's not a bad looking coin. It's a little larger than a quarter. It's a little smaller than the old half dollars. Is it going to be successful? I don't think so. I mean, I looked in my wallet the other day, and I had most probably 15 $1 bills in there. There's no way I could walk around with 15 $1 coins in my pocket. I mean, that'll never happen. So, yeah, once again, unfortunately. And the interesting thing on this coin, first of all, you can't see In God We Trust. I thought they left that out, but it's on the rim of the coin. And so you've got In God We Trust, E Pluribus Unum, is on the rim of the coin, and there's no liberty. Liberty is not mentioned on either the obverse or the reverse of the coin, which I found a little disturbing. But outside of that, it's not a bad looking coin. But is it practical? Will it be used in commerce? I think it'll go the same way as the Susan B. Anthony and the Sacagawea.
Well, that's all part of people not want to carrying them around like you just explained.
Sure.
But getting back to the denial process, It's not only it's in all facets of life today. The ignorance of people is just overwhelming, and the lack of education is stupefying. There are a lot of people out there who have street smarts, but when it comes to intellect, there's not many people. I mean, you know, there's very, very few challenging things out there. We read between 350 and 500 pieces of research a day, and there's very few things that are challenging.
You there, Bob?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought we lost you there for a minute. Oh, look, there's no question. If you don't mind, let me just take you off track just a little, because obviously I don't know whether you do or whether you don't. Pay any attention to the economic events that are going on in Zimbabwe, where you told me the last time we spoke you spent a couple of years in the capital, Salisbury. Because we have a real world example of a country going into a financial death spiral. And it's amazing that the people there are there. I mean, that's a perfect example of people in denial. I mean, the inflation rate in Zimbabwe is ridiculous. I think the inflation rate right now is running something to the tune of 1,100% per month. The country's economy. First of all, there's a lack of food. There's the currency is worthless. They actually print larger denominations on older denominations because they don't have the paper. But we are witnessing what happens when a country does go into an economic death spiral, and we should be able to look at that and learn some serious lessons from it.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. Second of all, the public doesn't even know Zimbabwe exists. Number three, if you ask somebody where it was, they wouldn't be able to tell you, maybe 1 out of 100. And they don't know about the economic situation there because they don't read. And so you have a situation where the world doesn't know about it. And like you said, they're overprinting old bills, like they did in Weimar Germany in 1921, 2, and 3. And that's the colossus of giant mega inflation. And this was all laid out in the Winds of Change in the early 1980s, Carrington. And quite frankly, Ian Smith sold the country down the river. And at least that's my take on it. And I lived there for 3 years as an adult, so... You know, I had a business there. I saw what was going on. And I saw what Smith did to Wilford Brooks. I'm sure you know who he is.
Yeah.
Rhodesia Property and Finance.
Right.
And, pardon me?
Yes.
And so the country was sold out, and it was turned over to the Africans who used up all of the things that were available in government, the money, the government-operated companies like Eskom and so on. And they just used everything up. And then there was nothing left to use up that had been left over from the administrations of the British colonial government. It was all downhill from there. I know Robert Mugabe very well. I haven't spoken to him for 35 years, but I spoke to him quite a few times. And the reason why is that he was ensconced at the jail at the Borrowdale Circle. And I had gone in there to get an Alsatian for my son, which is to Americans, it's a German Shepherd, and they had females there that they didn't use for guard duty. And that's how I met him. And my business, I would come down very early in the morning down Borrowdale Road, and he'd be out there working as the sun came up in the gardens, and he'd always motion me over to talk to him, so I'd spend 10 or 15 or 20 minutes with him before I went in and to my office. And Mugabe is a Marxist. Most people know that. But I would have never believed that he would have deliberately have done the things he did to that country. But we in America, with a somewhat different path, could end up in the same position.
No, there's no question. Oh, look, that's a legitimate question, my friend. I mean, it's a global movement that is taking place. Indigenous people are reclaiming their tribal ancestral lands. It's going on in Australia as we speak. Aborigines are winning many small court battles. As a matter of fact, a recent court decision turned over a big chunk of land in I think it was Perth, to the original Aborigines that had land claims. And that's exactly what happened in South Africa. I mean, right now you've got farms being seized, white farms being seized. Let's be very accurate about that. And here in the United States, I mean, earlier this week, I guess it was the Cherokee Nation voted to expel blacks who claimed Indian heritage. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a movement develop here in the United States where the Indians start once again trying to reclaim, obviously their ancestral lands. It seems as though at some point in time, this may explain, obviously, the movement towards a North American Union in order to forestall that by making us one big hodgepodge of a North American community. Who knows? I'm speculating at this point, Bob.
Well, I don't know about that speculation, but I do know that sometime previously that in Canada they've done the same thing. And so it's a movement, and that movement is going back to basics.
Okay.
These people in our world today are totally unprepared for it. I mean the people who are getting the property back. In Africa and in Australia, these people are uneducated. They're poor. Many of them, if not most of them, don't read and write. And it's a disaster.
Oh, sure. Well, Zimbabwe is a typical example. It used to be the breadbasket of Africa. It used to supply. It was a net exporter of food. It's now a net importer of food. Because obviously the farms were turned over to unproductive indigenous people in the land. I've seen photographs of guys actually using cattle to haul a tractor plowing a field because they'd run out of gasoline. I mean, it's bizarre. But, yeah, I mean, it's you know, Africa's past is America's future. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, unless people wake up and pay attention.
I think your point's well taken. People just don't realize. I mean, we've got 30 million illegal aliens in the United States who can't read and write in their own language, never mind English. Now, they're not bad people. They're here to make money, but they're here illegally.
Absolutely.
And, you know, something's got to be done about it, or we're going to have the same kind of problem they've got in Africa for different reasons.
Yeah, but you know, we ain't going to find a problem to this because it seems as though both Republicans and Democrats, peas of the same pod, are more than likely going to meet on a bipartisan agreement to amnesty. I mean, it's just a simple fact of life. They both want it, and Bush will sign it.
Yeah, I think you're correct, but. If we have a depression in the United States, and I think there's a good chance that we might, then I believe what's going to happen is that these social problems are going to rise to the top. 82% of Americans do not want amnesty for these people. And I think in a terse situation, you could end up with a civil war.
Not out of the realms of possibilities, my friend. I mean, already this morning I was watching a news report out of Los Angeles where they are trying to address the gang violence problem, all the while trying to address the gang violence problem without obviously admitting what the root cause of gang violence and the growing gangs in Los Angeles is because of illegal immigration.
And that's almost totally throughout, going back many years. I lived in Los Angeles for 36 years. And so I'm very familiar with what went on there, you know, since the early 1960s. And that's a correct statement. And I heard our attorney general yesterday say that and I saw it repeated on Lou Dobbs' show. Lou Dobbs repeated it. And what he said was that the Attorney General Gonzalez said that all these people just had a bad break, and that's why they're the way they are.
Well, this is Attorney General.
We all had a lot of bad breaks, so we're not committing crimes.
Right. We're speaking with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Final segment coming up. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, my friends. As usual, we're speaking with Bob Chapman on this Tuesday. You can access Bob's website at theinternationalforecaster.com to receive a free complimentary copy, one-year subscription to the International Forecaster. You can give us a call at Republic Trading Group. Our special offer, the Chapman package for the day, single coin, an MS66, $20 St. Gaudens, $2,950. Our competition out there has them at around about $3,500, so it's a huge saving. It's a unique coin. There's not many of them. And just so you know, one grade higher, the coin triples in price. So it is a high-grade $20 Sangauden, and you can get that and a complimentary copy of the International Forecaster by calling Republic Trading Group 1-800-691-7898. Bob, where do you see us going this week, and any projections for what surprises may be in store for us?
Well, I was in the market for 28 years as a broker, and I've been in the financial markets for 47 years, so you see certain patterns develop. There's nothing to guarantee that the patterns will repeat, but there's been several patterns like this, and one of which was traced in 1928, 29, and 30. And I think they were heading that particular pattern. Now, this upside in the market today and gold and silver is normal, and it might go on for two or three more days. The stock market will have to retest its lows or close to those lows. And I imagine that there'll be a consolidation over the next month in the market. I think yields on bonds will go higher, and I think that in exacting manner, gold and silver will move back up again. I think that during the summer that we'll have a rally in the stock market, and I think in the fall that the stock market's really going to get hit hard.
Well, you know, as I've been saying for the last couple of days, we've had crude oil declining in value, outside of today where it was up, gasoline prices have risen 31 cents over the past month. We had a 3-cent increase just yesterday, and there's obviously the concern of $3 gasoline, come summertime.
Well, we're around 238 right now, and I was looking for 245.50 here, but we may get 245 here in the next week or so as oil goes back up to $62. But a lot of the upside in the gasoline market right now is because of lower inventories, and people are trying to anticipate summer driving, and which usually ends up taking gasoline higher. And so they're preempting the market is what they're doing. And so we're having gasoline move up early. I think there's a good chance that gasoline will sell somewhere between $2.50 and $3 during the summertime. And that's in the absence of any further problems in the Middle East.
The wild card
that are going on right now between Iraq, Syria, and the United States regarding... Iran, Syria, and the United States regarding Iraq. That could lead to bigger things, and I think that might short circuit the administration from going in and attacking Iran.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, Bob, thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome.
That's Bob Champion, international forecaster. Stand by, my friends. Coming up after the break, Jeffrey Bennett from Republic Trading Group for 2 hours. We'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.